do a Roth conversion without reducing your principal, and that's all tax-free. Order your no-cost Roth conversion estimate at bdofinancial.com and divorce the IRS without ever reducing your principal. That's bdofinancial.com or call 805-434-6971. That's 805-434-6971. Now that's power. Accountants and financial professionals are more than welcome too.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guest House Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids' parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Paris Olympics continuing. In Paris, U.S. men's basketball coach Steve Kerr told reporters today that Jason Tatum will play their game Wednesday against South Sudan after not registering a minute in the win yesterday against Serbia. U.S. women's basketball team taking on Japan in a matter of minutes, while Team USA scored a bronze in the men's gymnastics team final today, their first medal in the event since 2008. Serbia's Novak Djokovic beat Spain's Rafael Nadal in the tennis competition at the Olympic Games, while American gymnast Simone Biles will compete in tomorrow night's team final despite a calf injury. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams says he wants to play in Thursday's Hall of Fame game as Chicago opens the preseason in Canton against the Texans, but ultimately he says it's up to head coach Matt Eberflus on whether he will play or not. Lions sign tackle Taylor Decker to a three-year extension worth $60 million, with almost $32 million guaranteed. Colts defensive end Samson Ebukam is out for the season with a ruptured Achilles tendon.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. A new study shows California farmers' use of higher-risk pesticides is on the decline. The California Department of Pesticide Regulations reports the state's agricultural pesticide use dropped in pounds applied and acres treated between 2021 and 22, with the 5% overall decline reflecting a decade-long trend. Over that time, California has seen a 77% decrease in groundwater contaminants and a 21% drop in toxic air contaminants. Rabobank released a report on how farmers adjust input spending when commodity prices drop. The report says farm machinery is a hard asset that can be maintained, deferring new purchases. Lower fertilizer prices typically shoulder the bulk of changes in expenditures, but farmers can also adjust those volumes. Seed spending has increased markedly over the past 20 years, but as some seed patents expire, seed production costs are expected to dictate price. Programs that benefit every family in America are too important to put off any longer. That's the message from the American Farm Bureau and more than 500 other groups in a letter to congressional leaders calling for the passage of a new farm bill. The groups represent agriculture, nutrition, conservation, the environment, rural development, and several other economic sectors. They say passing a stopgap extension would risk further delay following an election.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors hoping the Federal Reserve will use this week's meeting to set the groundwork for a September rate cut. Meanwhile, major tech companies will be releasing their quarterly results this week, starting with Microsoft on Tuesday, Meta Platforms on Wednesday, and Amazon and Apple on Thursday. Speaking of Apple, the computer giant is offering developers a first look at its upcoming AI platform, Apple Intelligence. App creators gaining access Monday to the latest beta software for iOS, iPadOS, and macOS. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise is expected to receive antitrust approval in Europe for its $14 billion purchase of networking gear company, Juniper Networks. The deal is forecasted to be approved this week by the European Commission without conditions. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Having previously reported on some youthful criminals guilty of the most brutal and sadistic crimes, I thought you might like to hear about some other kind of kids. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
You may recall I reported a while back on a corporation called Kidco. It was having a hassle with the state of California over a matter of sales taxes. Kidco, duly incorporated, has a 12-year-old president, a 9-year-old vice president, and a secretary age 11. The latter two are sisters of President Dickie Cessna, and the 14-year-old treasurer is a half-sister. Kidco was engaged in picking up the manure from Mr. Cessna's stable and applying it to a nearby golf course and several private lawns for fertilizer. The state claimed Kidco owed retroactive sales taxes. Kidco's defense was that a sales tax had already been paid on the material before it was fed to the horses. They didn't see why it should be paid again. Now KidCo is facing another battle, this time with the State Department of Agriculture. It seems that KidCo branched out and has developed another profitable business, killing gophers. To those of you who don't know the California pocket gopher, he's an energetic tunnel digger who can turn a decent-looking lawn into an ugly dirt pile almost overnight. Well, the state is demanding that the children take and pass the test for a pest control license, and that they reveal the secret formula for the poison they're using to kill the gophers. As President Dickey Cessna said in a letter to his state senator, quote, "The test is too hard for us little kids, even if we are pretty smart in business," unquote. And he added, "We do a good service killing gophers and don't do nothing to hurt birds or dogs or other animals. Gosh, all we want to do is work and make some money so we can go to college when we get older," unquote. Of course, the state's legitimate concern is whether the poison being used is dangerous to the children or to others. But it would seem to me that their mother would have satisfied herself as to its safety and is in a good position to do so. Dickey wrote as follows, "We do not think our secret weapon for killing gophers should have to be registered because it's not on any of your lists and because it is made from chemicals that everybody's mom has in her kitchen. You have to know how to mix them and how to put the stuff in the gopher holes," unquote. And then he adds, "If we reveal our business secret, everyone will know how to kill gophers and we'll be out of business," unquote. The matter of making them take a test and get a license as exterminators does seem to be bureaucratic overkill. Right at this point, in preparing this broadcast, I received further news. I feel like I'm seeing a rerun of one of those old movies where the reporter grabs the phone and says, "Give me the city desk, I've got a story that'll crack this town wide open." You can, as the saying goes, fight City Hall. Right has triumphed. Faced with having to file a criminal complaint against these young people, the State Department of Agriculture has given in. KidCo will continue to eradicate gophers with its secret weapon, and hopefully the department will move on to more productive and useful tasks. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. We've all been lost at one time or another. It was just a matter of retracing our route and heading off in the right direction. But in 1846, if you got lost, it wasn't that simple.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Rooster's Firearms. I want to let you know that in addition to the 9mm 1,000-round case of ammo on sale, I also have 223 caliber, which will work well in your 5.56 rifle. I have it priced at $499 per case of 1,000 rounds. Also, you need something to shoot that ammo through, so I have brought in several Diamondback AR-style rifles at a great price. Come on in and pick up a rifle and a 1,000-round case of ammo.
Hi, this is Terry. Don't forget, Roosters is a safe space for all Second Amendment-loving people. You will always find sanctuary within our walls. You will find warmth in our 2A and Roosters sweatshirts and calmness when you drink from our unique mugs and tumblers. Our trained staff can double as counselors in assisting you in picking out the right gun and the right ammo. Come into Roosters, grab a Black Rifle coffee beverage, and stay a while. We're located at 98 South Main Street in Templeton.
On July 31, 1846, a wagon train of settlers took a wrong turn that led them into 7 months of misery and the history books. The idea of going to California from Illinois started with two families. James Reed headed one. The other was headed by a George Donner. George Donner had done well in Illinois, but at the age of 62, incidentally 20 years beyond the normal lifespan of that time, he wanted another adventure. By the time the wagon train pulled out, It comprised of 300 people and 60 wagons. Things went no worse than the experiences of any other wagon train until they got to Wyoming. There, they discovered a book by Lansford Hastings called Immigrant's Guide to Oregon and California. It's not a book you would find at your local automobile club. It told of a shortcut across Utah's salt flats. A shortcut, incidentally, that was bogus. After a long discussion, 20 of the wagons, including the Reeds and the Donners, headed down the bogus route with the idea of meeting up with the book's author in a few days. En route, they found a note from the travel expert, Hastings, saying the pass ahead was blocked and suggesting another route. He also said he would come back and help them, which he never did. The Donner Party, as it has since been named, traveled barely 50 miles in 28 days. While crossing the desert beyond Salt Lake City, over 100 of their oxen died, and they had to abandon much of their supplies. The next time we're together, we'll see what else happens to the Donners, and I'm sure you know it only got worse. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Get ready to throw down Friday and Saturday nights at the Tattee Palace Casino Resort, because we're taking it back to the playground with Richie's Rock, Paper, Scissors. Two lucky winners get selected every hour from 5 to 8 p.m. for a chance to win $1.5 million in cash. Every 100 points earns you a ticket into the drawing. See TattiePalace.com for complete details. So what are you waiting for? It's $1.5 million, baby!
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon, Kevin Will, on your Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. And our special guest is, well, we know her about the orange dot quilts, and it's Dora Carey. Dora, first I want to start off with, we'll go into... You created what has become Orange Dot Quilts down in 2016. What prompted you to get into the quilt side of your life?
Oh, well, thank you for having me. Well, Orange Dot Quilts was born after I discovered quilting. In Romania, we don't have quilts at all. And I'm an engineer and a graphic designer, and I discovered quilting in 2006. So it took me 10 years to get it into the business phase, and I never thought I'll become a business quilting person. But what prompted me is my love of quilting. I loved it so much, and I ended up doing quilting, I mean, thinking about quilting, making quilts all the time. So it wasn't fair to my business that I had at the time. I was a freelance graphic designer to really want to just do quilting. So I decided to turn it into a livelihood, into a business.
But you did in Romania, since you said they don't have quilting there, you did some knitting and crochet and some things like that.
Yes, so I did a lot of handwork, knitting, crocheting, sewing, making toys, which used to be a little business I had for a while. So, yeah, so I was an entrepreneur all my life, I think. I had to do it underground in Romania, but here I do it in the open.
Okay, did you get your engineering degree in Romania?
Yes.
Okay, and was, because it's interesting, at that time, was it a communist country?
Partially. So I started my engineering degree before the revolution. We had the revolution in 1989 to overturn the communist regime, socialist regime we had. And so I started during communism, but 2.5 years into that, the revolution came. So I finished it after the revolution. So after the communist regime was obliterated, well, sort of.
So the and as you trek and eventually come to America and become a United States citizen, going back though, did your mother and father and even your grandparents, they lived under communist and a little bit of freedom at some point?
Yes.
So did they express to you the beauty of freedom as opposed to the communist side?
Oh, yes. My father was a big lover of freedom. He hated the regime, the communist regime, and all the things we had to put up with and go through. And he listened every night, although it was against the law, and he could have gone to jail for years. He listened to Radio Free Europe and Voice of America. So he used to hook a wire on the radiator in the room in our little apartment. And that allowed him to catch the radio waves and listen to these two radio posts. And they were both illegal. It was illegal to do so. But him doing so and us being exposed to the ideas that were pouring through the radio, they were amazing teachers for us, to teach us about freedom, teach us about lies that were being thrown around in Romania, you know, just telling us all these lies about how horrible America is and how great the socialist regime we have is. So yeah, we learned about freedom from my parents for sure.
Now, did your father understand freedom? Because prior, from what I understand, is that your great-grandfather and grandmother came to the United States and then went back. Then they were wealthy, but everything was wiped out when the communists came in. So were they able to teach that lesson to your father?
I'm sure they did, because it must have been such a shock after, you know, they were poor. They took their chance to come to America, left behind three little kids, to come to America for 7 years, work really hard, then go back with the accumulated money, which in Romania was a little fortune. They bought a lot of land, they built a house, they were doing so well, and they became some of the richest people in their area. I think in their village they were rich, but they were rich through the power and the sweat of their own, themselves, you know. Sorry, my English is not very good. Anyhow, so they came back with means to become really comfortable in life. And that only lasted about 3 decades, because when the communists took over, they confiscated all their land, all their animals, and they were on this list of persona non grata because they were labeled rich, bourgeoisie or rich. And rich people during communist times, they were not allowed to hold certain jobs. Their children were not allowed to pursue higher education. They were really made to suffer. And we couldn't understand, my family could not understand why. Why was that so? They really did not take any money from anybody. Everything that they owned was through hard work, yet they lost everything. So my family did not take well to that. Or for the rest of the life, I think it was passed from generation to generation to not trust the government that does that.
Was your father concerned at all, well, other than getting caught by listening to Radio Free Europe, and that the family could be in danger if somebody said something to the wrong person? And
he was, but he really thought it's important for us to know these things. I think he was more afraid that we will be brainwashed, because there was that was happening in schools. We were taught history of the world, but then there was a twist towards modern history where we heard something else from these radio stations and something else was taught to us in school. When we got into the Marxist era, then everything became brushed, you know, like, oh, everything that the communists are doing is amazing and everything that capitalists are doing is evil, you know, so something like that. So every time when we would come home from school, my father made sure to sit us down, especially in history. And what did I tell you? What did you learn? Here is a book. Read. Let's read here. Let's talk about this. Listen to this. So he always presented the other side, but in a very scientific way, in a way, you know, just he had proof. There were so many books on the forbidden list that my father had in our home. So our library in our little apartment, a whole wall was covered in books, but they were on two rows. The first row was approved books, and behind there were a bunch of forbidden books. And he would dig in on our bookshelf and bring it out and show us. So it was amazing. My father was highly intelligent, and he was a fighter in this subtle way, but he wanted us to be able to stand up for our convictions. You would pay the price sometimes with your life, but he wanted us to be safe, but in the same time, he didn't want us to be sheep. You see what I mean?
No, yeah. I understand completely. Now, at what age did you start to grasp the difference between communist and freedom?
I think it must have been in high school. Until then, I was kind of, you know, you're not so aware. But when I got to high school, when I started high school, it was the year one of my uncles left. He was able to run away from Romania. And a lot of things became in focus, because I became very aware of a lot of things then. I knew some things were off, but that's what practically brought everything in focus for me. And my parents could not protect us so much from the ugliness of communism, because in the 80s in Romania, the incompetence of that government and the lack of freedom had brought everything to misery. It was widespread misery in Romania. The shops were empty. The grocery stores were empty. It was practically going through hunger and lacking of essentials throughout the country. Only the party elite had access to these goods that we consider luxury in Romania, but here they are just like nothing. Mm-hmm. Toilet paper was missing, food of any kind, clothing of any kind, you know, just coffee was such a luxury, chocolate was a luxury, deodorant was a luxury. All these things that you take for granted here, I mean, everybody should it, they're just, you know.
If you can remember a time frame, so as you're grasping this and understanding it more and more, did you have a flash and hit you in the head and say, and maybe even talk to your parents, that I want to leave, I want to go to the United States?
Yes, I was a pretty terrible teenager, because at one point my father had a chance to get out of the country. He got hold of his passport. Passports, you weren't allowed to keep hold of your passport. So if you wanted to travel, if the state would give you permission to travel, you know, you would travel with an accompanying KGB sort person that would hold your passport. And so my father had the chance to get out of the country, and he wanted to leave and bring my mom and us with him. But my mom did not want to. So when I was in high school and I started to go through these lacks and hardships, and I started to see the strings behind the puppet, I blamed my parents. I said, how could you do this to us? Why didn't you leave? You know, so I was blaming them a lot, which I'm ashamed of it now. But I did not really, I still did not understand the extent of the net around us and the fact that in a communist country or socialist country, nobody's allowed to leave. The borders are closed, but not towards the outside, but towards the inside.
And you're also limited in what you can do. We're talking with Derek Harry this afternoon on Sound Off. We'll be right back. You're listening to AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM.
Tom Graham, President Biden unveiling proposed changes to the Supreme Court. Fox's David Spund.
The three big changes are no immunity for crimes a former president committed in office, term limits for Supreme Court justices, and a binding code of conduct for the Supreme Court.
Now, the proposals appear to have a little chance of being approved anytime soon, particularly ahead of November's election. Israel weighing its response to a rocket attack from Lebanon that killed 12 children playing on a soccer field. Fox's Trey Yang says a small community is devastated.
With a population of just 11,000 people, the trauma of this attack affected every resident of Mashdal Shams, a Druze community in the Golan Heights that held a large funeral today for the dead.
The U.S. is cautioning against escalation with Iranian-backed Hezbollah as Israel's war with Hamas rages on. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with Dora Carey from Orange.Quilts, and also she's telling stories about growing up in Romania. And Dora, the one that you, because you've gone to, well, you've been speaking at other places and so forth about your experience, not only your Orange.Quilts, but the story that we started to get into just when we went to break is from 55 years ago, and it left a huge impression on you.
Actually, from 50 years ago.
50. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to invade you.
And that's going to date me now, but that's okay. I was a five-year-old kindergartner that, you know, just was asked by the teacher, and the entire class was asked to bring our favorite toy to school. That's a story that shocks everybody. So we were asked to bring our favorite toys to school, and my sister and I shared a doll. It was hard at the time for parents to find toys for their kids. So as a result, my sister and I had one toy, one doll. We brought it to school for show and tell. And at the end of the day, the teacher brought out a big box and she said, nothing you own belongs to you. Everything belongs to the state. Therefore, the doll and all your toys will go into this box and we will decide when or if or who will play with your toy. With your toys. So you can imagine at 5 years old to lose the only toy you have. I mean, it was heartbreaking and it was pandemonium, let me tell you. But even at the age of five, by that age, we knew you don't go against the state. I say that because it's kind of pushed into you. My parents at home, my mom especially, constantly shushing us, don't talk about this. Be quiet. What if somebody hears? You know, that we knew that in every building, I did not know at the age of five, but my parents knew. In every building, there was at least one informer for the security. Securitate is our KGB style system. It's internal police. So they were so afraid. Everybody was afraid what they say, what somebody can hear, what somebody can interpret, so you don't get in trouble. So when we lost that toy, that brainwashing moment, was so heartbreaking. But on the other hand, just luck has it. My dad picked us up from school that day, from kindergarten. He took us home, and my dad was really a rebel, but he couldn't be if he wanted to keep his life and his family out in the open. So he took us into our little apartment, sat us down, and that was the first time that I remember hearing about America and hearing good things about America. It was from my father, and he talked so highly about this country where things like that would not happen. A country that I think 99% of Romanians dream about. U.S., and I say it again and again, at the time, and even now, it's such a beacon of hope for a lot of people that are living under tyranny, you know? So I remember hearing about America that day, so that's what started me dreaming about America and just hoping that one day I'll be here.
When you came to America, were you amazed or just so happy with what you now have, these amazing freedoms?
Gosh, I pinched myself, and most immigrants that I speak with from Eastern Europe, same thing. I was, for years, as I was living my life in America, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in America. I mean, I was so blown away. It took me a while to get used to the freedoms. First time when we traveled somewhere in Romania, when I grew up, you had to have permission to travel. Even inside Romania, you had to have a reason. You had to have somebody to stay with. And when we first traveled to see my husband's family in Virginia, I was like, where do we ask permission from? Who do we ask? Where do we go to get the permission? And my husband was like, what? Like the papers to travel. He's like, no papers. We can travel, you know.
So you went through quite a few, I don't know how long, but are you sure we can do this? We're not going to get in trouble.
And even if my husband sometimes or somebody will say something against the rulers to be, and I say, shh, well, what if somebody can hear? Just be careful. And, you know, it's always like, who cares? We can say things here. I mean, you know, just, but it took me a while to get used to that, to the freedom. And besides, first time when I walked into a store, the abundance here in the States blew my mind. I knew there's abundance in America, but not this way. I remember walking in Bed Bath and Beyond, looking for a shower curtain, and there was everything everywhere, all the way to the ceiling. I started crying. I was overwhelmed of the abundance. I got used to it now. Of course, I expect my things. No, but it was overwhelming. And I got a panic attack one time in Ralph's, I think it was, where I went to pick up something and there were some empty shelves. And I don't know why they were empty. And that was at the beginning when I was here. And all of a sudden, I had the flashback to our grocery stores, which were completely empty, only dust bunnies you can find. And I had like a little panic attack, like, oh my gosh, it can happen here too. So I was it unsettled then. But I realized they were just cleaning the shelves, so it's not such a big deal. I know.
Well, then, since you've been here for over 20 years, I believe.
Yes.
And have you seen some changes that frighten you a little bit?
Yes, unfortunately, a little bit. I've seen almost an entire generation starting to talk and think about how great communism can be or is, and how horrible capitalism is. And I know there are aspects of both that could appear great or bad, you know, but I don't see how can somebody reach that conclusion when communism was tried in so many countries and failed miserably in all of them, while capitalism has produced some of the richest people on this earth and also a well-being for everybody in a country, you know. I'm not saying there are still some people maybe falling through the cracks, but really this system, what America has produced happier, more free people than any other country in the world, as far as I'm concerned, you know. So, and I know for a fact that the level of freedoms that we enjoy here and the abundance and the well-being is unequaled.
Well, you're an example of somebody coming from another country and being a success. You had some dreams. Come here, and you have Orange Dot Quilts here in Paso Robles.
And Americans embraced me. I'm so touched. You know, it's not the same everywhere you go. In America, people are willing to embrace you and give you a chance, even if you have an accent like me.
Well, it's a charming accent. And again, orange.quilts, Dora Carey, most of you do recognize her name, but her story is a great lesson. And also, Dora, thank you for coming to America.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
All right. Darsh is coming up next. Susanna's on maternity leave, so enjoy that and enjoy the remainder of your afternoon. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.